From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Gambia's president-elect Adama Barrow will be sworn in sometime Thursday in Banjul. West African troops will be standing by to cross the border if outgoing president Yahya Jammeh refuses to give up power. Barrow won the December 1st election. Mr. Jammeh rejected the results, citing alleged voting irregularities. Forces from the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, including Senegalese and Nigerian soldiers, are massed on Senegal's border with Gambia. Speaking at a news conference, Iraqi General Talib al-Shagati said his forces have taken over the eastern section of Mosul from the Islamic State group. Shagati, who commands Iraq's counterterrorism forces, called the success of the troops unprecedented, though he said there are still small places in northern Mosul that still need to be secured. The Russian military announced Wednesday that its air force will work with Turkey's air force to conduct joint airstrikes against Islamic State militants in northern Syria. In televised comments Wednesday, Russian defense spokesman General Sergei Rudskoy said 9 Russian planes and 8 Turkish jets have carried out strikes on the town of Al-Bab. An al-Qaeda-linked extremist group is claiming responsibility for Wednesday's suicide attack on a military camp in northern Mali. The attack killed at least 60 people and wounded 115. A car packed with explosives entered the camp in Gao as hundreds of soldiers gathered for a morning meeting. They belong to the Joint Operational Mechanism, which brings together government forces and former rebels who form patrols to enforce the 2015 Malian peace agreement. This is VOA News.